First and Goal Show with your hosts, Lou Landers and Mike Stromey.
It's week 11. It's the First and Goal Show. I'm Lou Landers, joined by my co-host, Mike Stromey. Today's episode, it's our betting preview. We're going to give you our three favorite bets of the week, wrapping things up with our surefire can't miss bets of the week. You do not want to miss those, folks. Subscribe to the First and Goal Show via Sports Grid Radio Network on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. The show is sponsored by Fantasy Football Blueprint. You can go check out fantasyfootballblueprint.com for your DFS gambling and esports needs. Mike, like I ask you every single week, what is the game to completely avoid from a betting standpoint? I'll give you mine right off the bat. Hopefully I'm not stealing your thunder here. Maybe it's the sucker's way out. Maybe I'm pussyfooting here, but I'm going to avoid the Packers and the Colts game. I just have no feel for it whatsoever. Two very good teams for the most part, but both have also played inconsistent football. I don't know which version of each team shows up, and I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, you know what? That game, that line kind of raised some eyebrows on my end. But we'll talk more about that a little bit later. One game I'm going to completely avoid, and it's a game where you got one team that hasn't lost all year, that has a huge public following and is laying points on the road, and that's the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they're going up against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who played pretty well with all things considered at Lambeau Field. It could be, I mean, obviously you can't really take what's happened in, you know, 3 seasons ago, 5 seasons ago, etc. But the Jacksonville Jaguars as a franchise under, not only under Doug Marrone, but like under Jack Del Rio and all these guys, they've played the Pittsburgh Steelers pretty well. And that's, you can't usually take that into consideration, but Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger have basically, and a lot of the coaching staff have basically been there for more than a decade. And this is, you know, Doug Marrone beat them in the playoffs in 2017. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers outright as 10-point dogs in the past. I don't know if this Jags team has what it takes to do that, but I'm not going to lay points with a Pittsburgh team that seems to play down to their competition, just like what we saw 2 weeks ago in Dallas. So that's my stay away. I'm not going to touch that game with a 10-foot clown pole, as the clown
safe. They definitely did have their issues in Dallas. And I guess maybe because they were at home, it was different. But they certainly beat up on a pretty bad team in the Bengals last week. But I feel you. I mean, I think the Steelers are going to win. But the 10 points, yeah, it's higher than you want it to be. There's other games to take a look at for sure. And let's get to those games. Browns, -3 at home against Philadelphia Eagles. Firstly, the Eagles are a bad team. So the Browns overall playing good football, a couple stinkers here and there, but with Nick Chubb back in the fold, that Browns offense, obviously a huge boost. They're much more explosive with him in there. I think Kareem Hunt is a better player when Nick Chubb is in there as well. You got that two-headed monster running the football against an Eagles team that ranks 26th in the NFL in rushing yards allowed. I think this is the matchup that will be exploited by the Browns. It's the matchup to look for in this game. And the reason why I feel very confident in the Browns coming away at home with a win by a field goal or more here against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I like what the Eagles, or I like what the Browns bring to the table here. I think laying 3 is very fair, considering that the Browns should be able to run the ball down the Eagles' throat. I think that the Eagles are a little bit more turnover prone than one team, and if you can win in the turnover battle, you win 75% of the games. So there's going to be a common theme this week, and you know, it's something I have been trending towards over the last few weeks as far as the canines are concerned in the NFL. But pooches are going to be barking this week. And we're going to start on Thursday night. And I know I've given out a Thursday night pick the last 2 weeks, and it's just kind of sort of flopped. But I'm going back to the well again with the Arizona Cardinals in Seattle. I know they are beat Seattle at home on Sunday Night Football a few weeks back. It was a very tight game. It went to overtime. It was high scoring. It was awesome. But I just look at these two teams as they're constructed right now. One team's coming off an absolutely tremendous win, riding them up that momentum against a division scared of. And one team, went to Buffalo and a ton, played a tough divisional game against a tough defense in the Rams and got absolutely controlled on the line of scrimmage. And now they got to go back home and they got to stop the freight train that is the Arizona Cardinals. If you look up and down with these rosters as they are right now, I just think the Cardinals are a little bit better. As Russell Wilson is turning over the ball recently, Kyler Murray's not. You look at their backfields, and yes, there is questions is it going to be Kenyon Drake? Is it going to be Chase Edmonds? But if you look at the Seahawks side, They're pulling guys off the street from like years past, like Alex Collins. You might get Chris Carson back. You might get Carlos Hyde back. But we've been hearing this for a couple of weeks. That Seattle defense is not very good at all. It has been exposed over the last couple of weeks against teams that can run the ball a little bit in the Rams and a team that can throw the ball up down the field like Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. I think the Cardinals are going to do a very similar thing on Thursday night, and I'm getting +150 with a divisional dog that's coming in hot. Sign me up, Lou.
Oh yeah, these two teams head in a completely opposite directions right now. If I had to pick a winner in this game, I would take the Cardinals for sure. So I feel that bet. I like that bet. My second game I'm looking at is the New England Patriots on the road against the Houston Texans, and as bad as the Pats have looked this year at times this season, Mike, they're still 4-5 coming off clearly the biggest win of their season against a very good Ravens team. The Texans, on the other hand, not only are they 2-7, but both their wins have come against the Jacksonville Jaguars, who really should also be winless. They got lucky in week one against the Colts, haven't won since then. They're just as bad as the Jets. I would bet the Pats, even if they were favored by 2.5 or 3 points, but considering I can get them plus the points here, kind of feels like a no-brainer. At the same time, almost makes me feel like I'm being trapped. But this Texans defense allowing 422 yards per game, that ranks 30th in the league. They're dead last in the league in rushing yards. Then you look at this Patriots team, third in the league in rushing yards. They're going to control the game from start to finish on the ground with Cam, with Harris, with Burkhead, even with White. I don't care what they do. I just don't see Houston being able to slow down this Patriots running game. And I like the Patriots plus the points.
Yeah, don't look now, but the Patriots win on Sunday, and they are 5-5 and very much alive in that AFC playoff picture. And just to kind of circle back a little bit, Tyler Lockett did have minor, quote unquote, minor knee surgery over the last little while. Something to kind of keep an eye on when it comes to that, because I know he went off in the last game that I played. But Lou, you brought this up at the top of the show as a game you're going to avoid, and let me sell you on the Chiefs this week in Indy. And they're catching, not only are they catching points, but they're +125 on the money line for a team that was basically written into the Super Bowl 2-3 weeks ago in the NFC side in the Green Bay Packers. This line, it could be an absolute trap. Like, I'm going against the Indianapolis Colts for the second week in a row, but I think the way you beat the Packers is by pounding the rock up the middle. And with all due respect, Jonathan Taylor is not the back that we thought he was. Jordan Wilkins is, has as our guy, Mad Dog would say, a jag, just a guy. Naeem Hines is not going to have the game he had on Thursday Night Football again. And
they missed Marlon Mack, man.
And I could be a total, yeah, I could, exactly. I could be a total public simp when it comes to this matchup, but I'm getting Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones catching points as a dog at a short price. I got to take – I mean, jump on this now if you like it, but I got to take the Green Bay Packers getting plus 125 on the money line in a game where, you know, I can't see Aaron turning over the ball. I can – while Philip hasn't done it yet, it's due. He's due for some turnovers, and I think this could be the spot. And if it gets into a track meet, it's jam done. It's game set match Packers.
Yeah, I just see. It's funny because if I was going to lean one way, I'd actually lean the way of the Colts. I love the way they're playing right now. I love their defense. The receiving core is back to fairly healthy, and I think Phillip Rivers having a legitimate offensive line for the first time in years, it seems. It's keeping him from turning the ball over. He isn't forced to kind of throw the ball up and make bonehead plays like he did as a member of the Chargers. But we'll have to see. I don't mind being on opposite ends of the game, especially because I'm not going to be betting on this game, as I already mentioned. I'm playing with house money on it because I'm not actually betting on it. For your sake, I hope the Packers win because I like your theme so far with two good teams as underdogs. Maybe we'll have a third or a fourth, Mike. Some foreshadowing there, but over to my next bet. Dallas Cowboys, I typically do not bet on my team. I typically have bet against them if I'm going to do anything this year. This week, though, I am going to take them, plus the points, against the Minnesota Vikings. And we know the Cowboys are not good, but they have looked a lot better over the past few weeks, specifically on the defensive side of the ball, which has really been their Achilles heel for most of the season. I'm not saying they're going to win this game on the road, but I do think they play a close game, and I do think they stay very competitive, especially coming off a bye week, having additional time to fix their many issues. Andy Dalton is practicing, and nothing against Gilbert or DiNucci or anyone else, but Dalton's still the best quarterback that's not injured right now for the Dallas Cowboys. I should mention, it's worth noting, it opened up at plus 9.5 since the Dalton news. It's now at that plus 7.5. And I know the Vikings have been playing better themselves, but Kirk Cousins likes to turn the football over. He does it at an alarming rate, I think almost as often as Carson Wentz does. And the Vikings defense has been just as bad as the Dallas Cowboys defense. I think the Cowboys keep this game close. Can they win it? Yes. Will they win it? Probably not. Do they plus 7.5? Yeah, I think they keep it within a touchdown. So give me the Cowboys plus the points.
Yeah, I don't think you'll see that 9.5. Anywhere else. It's
I think it's staying at the 7 or 7.5 now. Yeah, it opened at 9.5. And that's where it caught my attention.
I'm seeing it's at 7 now. So might not be, if you did grab that 9.5, you might have the opportunity to grab the minus 7 and try to middle it. If you see 6.5, like if you see if it drops even quicker, then you know something's up. But woof, we're gonna go over to Monday Night Football, where guess again I'm going with the dog. And I know it's you could easily argue either side in each three of these games that I've brought up, but I just feel like all three of these games are coin flips, and you're getting major value with the dog because it's overinflated on the other end. And I think that's where I see major value with the Rams at plus 165. And no, it is not a homer pick. I will be brutally honest. I am not a Jared Goff guy. He's very inconsistent, and I just need somebody who's a little more consistent. That being said, I just think these two teams are the same. I think these two teams have quarterbacks that if you get in their face, you will be able to mitigate what they can do offensively. You will be able to create turnovers. And you will be able to have success defensively. Where I think the Rams have the advantage is in the secondary with Jalen Ramsey and with guys like Troy Hill and Johnson and Tristan Johnson. All these, and Taylor Repko, I believe, is on IR now. But the secondary has been playing great, so you do have that opportunity. The secondary has been a little bit better for the Rams. They have been able to run the ball a little bit better. That being said, there's going to be Andrew Whitworth, who is the glue of this Rams offensive line since he signed here in 2017. I just think these teams are very, very similar, and I'm getting one team at plus 165. So I'm going to take my Rams on Monday Night Football. I'm not saying they're the better team. I'm saying both of these teams are very equal. They're very similar. And one of these teams will be propelled into all of the Super Bowl hype when it comes to whoever wins this game. But I'm getting value with one team, so I'm going to go with the Rams.
I'm liking the Rams in this game. I like the way they match up. I think you hit nailed on the head with the pressure into quarterback's face.
As a fan, I'm nervous as hell.
I'm sure you are, but I think that the Rams have the blueprint to beat Tom Brady. I think Aaron Donald on his own can disrupt Tom Brady's rhythm enough for the Rams to win. Now, the Rams are going to have to get a good game from Goff, though, because they're going to struggle to run the football because the Bucs are the best rush defense in the NFL. So it is going to be Goff versus Brady, and the winner of that, the team that gets the least amount of pressure, the team that doesn't force the turnovers, is the team that's going to lose.
And the Rams held the defense wasn't the reason the Rams lost the Super Bowl to New England, Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. It was their offense. Their offense let them down. Belichick was able to scheme up something absolutely delicious, which I do think Flores carried over with him in Miami 2 weeks ago, which is why you saw that stinker. But Tom Brady didn't throw a touchdown in that game. Tom Brady was held under 220 yards, and he even threw an interception in that game. This defense has seen Tom Brady. They don't fear him.
No, and they don't. They're not coached by Wade Phillips anymore either.
Yeah, the league passed him by. But who do you look at as a dog there? Or who's your surefire bet of the week?
I'm going with my 2020 team. As I denounced the Cowboys for the rest of the year about 5 or 6 weeks ago and decided I would root for the Miami Dolphins this season. And since I've done it, they haven't lost a game. By the way, throwing that out there to all the Dolphins fans, you're welcome. But I'm going to take the Miami Dolphins. Yes, they're on the road. Yes, they have to go into Denver, which is never an easy place to play. But it's only 2.5. And you look at these teams heading in opposite directions. Dolphins are one of the hottest teams in the league. Broncos struggled time and time again when they have to face teams with a winning record. If the game was being played in Miami, Mike, I think it would be Dolphins by a touchdown or more. In this case, of course, Miami on the road. The spread is a little lower, but I think they win this game. I think they win it by more than a field goal. They have not lost a game since Tua took over. I think Tua looks the part. I think the Broncos are going to turn the ball over. I think the Dolphins' defense is incredibly underrated. You might not see it from a statistical standpoint if you look at yards against, the pass and the rush and everything, but they make big plays. Brian Flores is the man. I think he's one of the best coaches in the NFL right now. I think the Dolphins, with a win, would actually be atop the division with the Buffalo Bills, technically in second because they lost to the Bills earlier this week. But don't look now. My preseason bold prediction, Mike, of the Dolphins winning the East could be that much closer to coming true if they do, in fact, beat the Denver Broncos this weekend in Denver.
Yeah, besides Jacksonville and Pittsburgh, this is the game that just kind of scares me the most. Just due to the fact that Miami should be laying more on the road against a Denver team that, while they've been kind of feisty the last couple of weeks, aren't really, like, they've been kind of undermanned all year.
Miami hasn't gotten credit once this year, though. They just don't get that credit.
They're starting to get love. They're starting to get noticed by a lot of different people out there, and they're still going to go. They will be the public side in this game. One thing you should watch, though, because Drew Lock hasn't officially been ruled out yet, but it's kind of sort of a foregone conclusion that it's going to be Brett Rypien in this game. If Brett Rypien is announced and this line stays at 2.5 up until about 3:30 Eastern time, be very afraid. It just kind of feels like a little bit. It kind of feels like when they play the Chargers a couple of weeks ago. Denver's just one of those teams that always seems to come in through in trap situations like that. But Lou, last year in the playoffs, from perspective, I got burned quite a bit. I was on the Bills wild card weekend. They blow a 19-point lead. I was on the Houston Texans catching 10. They obviously blow the lead, the Kansas City Chiefs. I was on the Tennessee Titans in the AFC Championship game. They blow a 10-point lead. I was on the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl. They blow a 10-point lead. Now, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes, incredible quarterbacks. Much like Deshaun Watson, or much like Lamar Jackson. And the one bet I actually was able to nail in that playoff run was the Tennessee Titans on the money line in Baltimore, and they're in that spot again at plus 225, and I don't know why. As I mentioned on the DFS show, and if you haven't listened to it, please come and catch it, because not only do we talk about DraftKings and all that, but we leave little tidbits as to, you know, who we like going forward into this week. It's a great listen. But I brought up the fact that last week during Sunday Night Football, the Ravens didn't have Brandon Williams and they didn't have Calais Campbell, and all of a sudden Damian Harris looked like Barry Sanders. And I know he's been putting up yards and numbers and that, but Bill Belichick knows that if you don't have those guys on the defensive line, he can't exploit that. And I think that Mike Vrabel is, while he's not Bill Belichick, he still is cut from that same cloth, and he's going to be able to see that if they're not going to be able to stop him, we're going to have a bowling ball of a running back and Derrick Henry coming off that short mini bye after playing Thursday Night Football the week before. They're going to be able to exploit the run, and I don't think, while the Tennessee defense has been absolutely brutal on third down, I think they're going to be able to draw up that playbook and stop what Lamar Jackson was able to do and what was able to make him successful, because they've done it before. They set the blueprint to stopping what MVP Lamar Jackson was, and teams have been copying it all year. Hell, even Lamar Jackson came on Rich Eisen's show a few, like last week, and said, "Man, defenses are calling out plays before we're even snapping the ball." Like, think about Greg Roman's offenses; is they're great for like a good year and change, like we saw with Colin Kaepernick. But eventually, defensive coordinators catch up to what you're doing; they get wise to what this guy is play calling, and he doesn't have anything left after that. It's absolutely baffling to me that the Tennessee Titans are still catching points, even though they've set the blueprint for what the rest of the league can do against this. And I got to take them on the money line again, much like I did in divisional weekend last year. Give me the Tennessee Titans at plus 225 on the money line. It's my lock. It's crazy enough for me to say, but it's my lock of the week.
I mean, plus 225 is just, how could you not want to take a shot on that? It's just, it's too good. And the Titans are, they kind of do. They've been playing really bad, Mike.
That doesn't scare me.
No, I'm saying that I like it. I'm saying I like it because I think they're due.
They're due, baby. They're due. And I'm not going to lie to you. The other three picks that I gave as dogs on the money line are borderline coin flips, but I think I have a little bit of an edge. Like if I'm capping these games, I'm making Arizona a 2-point favorite. I'm making Green Bay a 1 to 2 point favorite. And I'm going to make, honestly, Tampa Bay a 1-point favorite. But if I'm catching plus 165, I'm going to take the Rams. These are all coin flips. This game is not a coin flip. I feel very confident about the Tennessee Titans in this matchup.
Well, we'll have to wait and see, my man. I mean, I like the theme that you have going. I think Arizona, Green Bay, the Rams, and the Titans, I mean, all four of those teams are very good football teams, playoff caliber teams, even potentially, potentially Super Bowl teams we could see go all the way to the Super Bowl. So the fact that you can take them as underdogs, it's a good week to try and employ this strategy. So more power to you. I like the boldness. I hope everyone else does too. I hope they follow suit, and I hope everyone could take advantage of it. But Mike, that'll wrap things up for you. And I want to remind everyone, of course, Wednesdays are our gambling preview. Thursdays are the DFS preview on the First and Goal show. You can subscribe to us via the Sports Crew Radio Network on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. We are sponsored by Fantasy Football Blueprint. You can go check out fantasyfootballblueprint.com for your DFS gambling and esports needs. Thanks for tuning in, folks. It's been a blast. I'm Lou Landers. That's Mike Strome. Until next time, happy gambling. Good luck. Play responsibly.